I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson, and you are listening to Chico Now on Mondays. Every day of the week, we have a different host, and I am your Monday host. Once again, my name is Jessica Wilkerson, and I am a licensed marriage and family therapist. I'm registered with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences. My license number is 104464. Sometimes I forget it. I'm also 32 weeks pregnant, so you'll have to bear with me and give me a little grace because pregnant brain is very real. We're having our third baby. I have a 19-year-old who will be 20 in just a couple of months, and he's a sophomore in college. And then I have a 2.5-year-old little genius, and those are both boys, and now I'm pregnant with a baby girl. So I'm pretty darn excited. It's kind of surreal because I've been a boy mom for 20 years. I am 40. And I had my 19-year-old who will be 20 soon when I was 20. So my entire life I've been buying boy socks and boy underwear and boy clothes and baseball bats and all of that. And now suddenly I'm buying pink and ruffles and dollies. And I'll probably still get her a baseball bat because girls can do a lot of things too. So I just thought I'd share that news. It's pretty exciting. And I have been trying to balance. When you're older, you have a lot of extra doctor's appointments, a lot of extra things. So balancing that with my career as a marriage and family therapist and the my other hobbies and this radio show, you're getting some reruns now and then. But bear with me because I love this radio show and I love being able to talk to you guys every day. And I want to give you my best when I come in, which is what you have. So today I was thinking we would talk about unconditional love and boundaries. So what do I mean by the two of them? Are they separate? Are they one and the same? They're kind of separate. And I came up with the idea because my husband and I got into this conversation the other day. It was based on something that a client said on his way out the door. And I don't ever talk about my actual clients with my husband. He doesn't want to hear that, and that's none of his business. But the statement the person said just kind of rung with me. And the person had said, I've been with my significant other for a certain number of years, which was a lot of years, and I never ask her to change. I never tell her what she does wrong, what she needs to change. But there's constantly something I need to fix about myself. And once I fix it, there's something else. She always is wanting me to change. But I love her unconditionally. But I don't feel that she loves me unconditionally. She loves me only if I make these changes. And so, you know, we process that a little bit. But you guys, I'm a human. And when you say some things stick with me. And I just keep thinking about them after you leave. My office isn't an island. I'm not an island. You guys impact me. So I just kept thinking about that. And you know, I brought that up with my husband for a conversation, and it became like a really good conversation. So thank you, Clint. But we were talking about how you can have unconditional love for somebody, but still have behaviors and standards that need to be met. They're not one and the same. And so I thought we should talk about that a little bit. So we can love someone unconditionally. This person has been in this relationship for a decade, and despite the things that he needs to change or she needs to change, their partner loves them. They've been with them for 9 or 10 years, right? That's unconditional love. Even though they needed to make those changes probably didn't happen overnight or even manifest the way the person would have liked them to, but they still love them. That's unconditional love. But having a set of standards for how you expect other people to treat you, that's healthy and that's okay. And that is not one and the same. Saying, I love you no matter what, and I'm standing by your side, but you're not allowed, no one's allowed to call me names. Nobody's allowed to be derogatory toward me. So if you are derogatory toward me, then I might have to not interact with you quite as often. I might have to spend a little more time to myself or spend more time with my friends than with you while you're working on that. I might need to keep myself safe. So there's also physical violence too, right? Or there's someone being irresponsible with the way they spend their money. And it's affecting the household because that's money that could have gone elsewhere towards the household. Or whatever it is that is overstepping your bound. So you only have control over your fence, what you allow in your life. And not allowing a certain behavior in your life does not mean you don't love that person. Okay, so when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that, about whether you're on the receiving end of someone asking you to change, or if you're on the receiving end of behavior that needs to be changed. So stay tuned. This is Jessica Wilkerson. I work at Chico Creek Counseling, and I am a licensed marriage and family therapist.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. I am a licensed marriage and family therapist here in California in Chico. I work at Chico Creek Counseling. Now, I am 32 weeks pregnant currently. We are in September of 2018. And so I will be going on maternity leave soon. So I'm not accepting any new clients at this time. But we have 8 people. Actually, I think we're hiring a couple more. So we have between 8 and 11 people who work at Chico Creek Counseling. If you want to learn more about me or any of my colleagues, you can go on ChicoCreekCounseling.com's website, www.ChicoCreekCounseling.com. Or you can just call the office at 530-410-0505. And we have a gal who will answer the phone and you'll tell her what's going on in your life. Just a brief, small little summary. And then she will look and see who has openings and who would be a good fit for you. Whose specialty involves the thing that you're going through. And most of us there are Christians. So if that's something that you prefer, you can even ask her, I'd really like someone who's a Christian. Or if you don't care, because honestly, we do have a couple of people who don't go to church on a regular basis and who don't identify as Christians, but they are amazing clinicians and they still respond and respect our faith. So I just would never discount them because of that. They're amazing people. So but you can call if it's something that's important to you. I know it's something that's important to me. It's something that I've looked for. But I have also had my own personal marriage therapy before. This isn't my first rodeo in marriage. And our therapist, we've had a therapist who was a Christian who was not a very good one. And we've had a therapist who wasn't a Christian who was amazing and who honored my belief system. And I never felt like they were trying to ask me or trying to convince me to overstep my belief system. So really just having that discernment for yourself when you're in the session, if it's a good fit for you, is the most important thing. Okay, I got off on a tangent. Sorry about that. We were talking about unconditional love and boundaries. So one of the reasons that this came up is I read an article by John Piper, and it was about the Bible's stance on wife abuse and what does it mean to submit. And he talked about how in his article, I'm sure if you just put wife abuse and John Piper into Google, you'll find it. But he talked about how we're called to submit to the civil authorities, how we're called to submit to Christ and the church, and there's kind of a hierarchy, and how a husband who is abusing his wife is actually breaking God's laws and God's word. So he says to love your wife and treat her as you treat your own flesh. If you wouldn't be abusive to your own flesh, then but you're being abusive to your wife, then you're not living in Christ, and therefore her submission to you is not quite as dire as her submission to civil authorities or the church. So, or something like that. I read it earlier today. You can go read it for yourself. I probably butchered it. So that got me to thinking about today and the conversation that I had with my husband the other day and what to talk about. And so I wanted to talk about that. So we say, I love my spouse unconditionally. I love this person unconditionally. I love my parent unconditionally. And you can, and you do. But keeping yourself safe emotionally, verbally, physically, keeping your heart safe, that does not mean that you don't love them. And a lot of times people who are not healthy will say, if you want me to change or you want this different, that means you don't love me. That means it's conditional love. No, my love for you hasn't changed. I still love you so much. But the way what you're doing right now is really hurting me. And I can't allow someone to hurt me like that. It doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter if it's my spouse or if it's a coworker, if it's a stranger on the street. This is a behavior that I don't allow inside my personal bubble, right? And it has nothing to do with how much I love you. In fact, I love you so much, and my love is so unconditional that I am praying for you that these behaviors that you're engaging in that are so hurtful, I'm praying for you that you'll be able to get a handle on them so that I can maintain my part of this relationship, because I don't want to have to give that up. I have been in relationships where my partner was abusive. So my first husband was emotionally, verbally abusive, and it just became physical at the very end. I mean, just at the end, right? God really intervened with the civil authorities right there. And that was one of the things, that it was my wifely duty to wait for him to get help and to pray for him, and maybe things will get better. But the civil authorities stepped in. And I had the wisdom and the discernment to go, okay, well, clearly this isn't something that I'm going to be able to do on my own. But did I stop loving him? I did not stop loving him. But I had to keep myself safe. God doesn't want his daughters unsafe. He doesn't want his sons unsafe. Because men are victims of abuse as well, right? Okay, we're one more commercial break and then we'll be back.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. You are listening to Chico Now with Jessica Wilkerson, licensed marriage and family therapist, number 104464. I'm registered with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences. And I work over at Chico Creek Counseling here in Chico, California. So we were just talking about unconditional love and boundaries. And I was kind of talking about it from the perspective of somebody whose boundaries have been being crossed and how to say, I love you. I have unconditional love for you. And you think about also like a parent whose child maybe is engaging in risky behaviors or addiction and they have to do tough love, right? I love you so much. I love you so much. But you can't keep stealing from me. You can't do drugs in the house. You can't do drugs in the garage. You can't sit in your room all day coming down off the drugs, whatever it is. It doesn't mean you love them less. It means they're honoring your boundary, right? So, and that's okay and that's healthy. And that's how people start learning what is and is not okay. When we start saying, this is not okay. You can't do this in my presence. I'm not going to be present when you're engaging in this behavior. So either I'm going to walk away or you're going to need to exit, depending on what's appropriate. But now I'd like to kind of talk about it from the other perspective, from the perspective of somebody who has poor boundaries and is the one who has been asked to change and has been asked to stop doing something or start doing something else. And I want to speak to you by saying, because somebody is asking you to make these changes, and hopefully they're doing it in a way that isn't controlling, where they're saying, this is something that I will not allow in my life. And if you want to stay in my life, then you need to make this change. But otherwise, because I don't allow that in my life, you can self-select your way out. So that's one of Dr. Cloud's terms about self-selecting your way out. So the book Boundaries, or Boundaries in Marriage, are both good books. Boundaries in Marriage is also, I think, great for people who are just in a long-term committed relationship but not yet married. Because really it's about navigating that long-term monogamous relationship. And sometimes people are in a long-term dating relationship or they're engaged. They're not yet married. It would still be more than applicable for someone who's just been dating. And I think, honestly, all high school students who have their first boyfriend or second boyfriend or girlfriend should read that book, because that's when they're so malleable. They're just learning how to navigate long-term relationships. Oh my goodness, if they could all just read Boundaries in Marriage. If there was a way to somehow market that to them. Okay. So hopefully the person who's asking you to make these changes is saying, this is something that I will not allow in my life. Now, you don't have to change, but if you don't change, then I'm probably going to limit our activity together. Or the minute you start doing these things that I don't allow, I'm going to exit. So I will stop the activity we're doing and I will leave. And then you can self-select. Oh, do I want to keep enjoying their company? Then I will make that change. Is their company comme ci, comme ça? Is that neither here nor there? Then I'm not going to make that change. It's up to you to make that change or not. They're not trying to control you. They're saying, this is what I will or will not allow in my life. And even if they love you unconditionally, they might love you with every part of their heart, but they still can't allow someone who's going to be sarcastic or disrespectful or intentionally hurtful or passive aggressive or unfaithful or irresponsible financially or whatever it is for them. Everyone has their own level of what they'll accept and not accept. So is it a good fit for you in that relationship? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe you don't mind that and you're not that invested in the relationship. Probably you guys don't have unconditional love for each other yet if you're not that far invested, but that's okay. You still have love for each other, have affection or affinity. But affection, affinity, love, unconditional love, that is not dependent upon you honoring their boundaries. They might still love you, but they cannot be in your presence and they cannot interact with you because what you're doing is hurtful. So that doesn't mean if you don't change this, I will stop loving you. It means if this change doesn't happen, if I'm not treated in this way, I will probably continue to love you, but I won't be able to be around you. And that might sometimes feel like it's like the one and the same, but it's not one and the same. Because the person who loves you unconditionally, they're hurting. They're hurting by what is being done to them or said to them. And they're also hurting by pulling away because they do love you unconditionally and they do want to be around you and they do want to interact with you and have fun with you and enjoy you because there's a reason that they love you unconditionally. You didn't get that. You didn't receive that unconditional love for no reason. That's something that takes time. And they want that part of you back. They want that part of you that they fell in love with, that they love. But the part that's hurting them, that they say, this is a boundary that I have, that's really important. If they're saying it, if they're speaking up, if they're putting that foot down, that's a big deal. And the fact they're communicating it to you instead of expecting you to mind read or dropping hints, that's an even bigger deal. That means they also respect you. All right, see you next week.